Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gentlemen, what kind of Friday is it?
A positive Friday. Yeah.
Damn right. So let's go with something positive today. The average person will encounter 11 different things today that will make them smile.
Huh.
Which brings us to
the Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top everyday things that make us smile. The first sip of coffee in the morning.
Hey, yo.
Three fingers of top shelf rye whiskey. Neat.
Damn right.
Spandex with no panty lines.
On occasion.
I guess puppies.
There you go. So they do give us a couple of honorable mentions here. We got chocolate, watching your favorite show, getting a compliment, and hearing a baby laugh. All things that are going to make you smile.
When I hear a baby laugh, I get angry.
I get mad.
I just want to hold a baby.
Yeah. Fun.
Can I hold your baby? No.
Let me hold your baby.
I don't know you.
Not a great question to ask of a stranger.
It is.
Yeah, you should have held my nephew there, Miles. He'd have loved it.
He was not in the mood.
He was not in the mood.
Also,
yeah.
Also
not a baby.
Yeah, fair enough. He's a top.
You never, ever pick up a kid who's wearing dress shoes for the first time.
Oh
Lord,
in a wedding, and put them on your lap.
Yeah.
That is a recipe for disaster.
Yes, it is.
Of the testicles.
Yeah, it's a testicular destruction.
Yes.
So these are the top 10 things, everyday things, that can make us smile. Number 10 being hearing a joke.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Watching an old person fall down the stairs.
I got to say, one thing that our listener, Rebecca Lee, started back up was just giving us dumb, funny dad jokes on the live video every Friday, man. I love it. I absolutely love it. Other people have jumped in. Keep them coming, guys. I love them. Number 9, your favorite meal.
Yeah.
Sure.
For sure.
Is that just saying breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Or the actual thing I'm eating?
Oh. You know what? Good call. I'm assuming it's what you're eating, though.
All right.
So it doesn't discriminate between breakfast, lunch, or dinner, but it is merely just the favorite thing that you eat.
Mm.
There you go. Number 8, spending time outdoors.
Yeah.
Vitamin D is a real thing,
man. Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why we have a bit of a depression issue here in Seattle. Part of it's the weather. It's just
part of it.
Part of it. That's why I said part of it. I understand. There's other factors.
Well, also good news. Despite all that, we can get outside more than most people can.
Yes.
110 degrees.
Oh, God.
Snow. Right. Like, not that you can't go out on that, but like we can navigate the gray.
Right.
We can be outside. You know.
We just don't get...
Yep, it's just... We don't get the vitamin D.
We just don't get to go out the fall, winter, or spring.
Yeah.
Top everyday things that make us smile. Number 7, surprises.
Well, it depends.
Surprise.
Who didn't flush the toilet? Jesus.
Is that an infected hair or could it be?
There's one word to ruin the word surprise. Quiz.
Oh,
right, yeah.
Damn right.
Hated those words in school.
Right? Just like,
but it actually is going to be the test, and I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
What did I do? What did I do to deserve this today, God?
Why? Number 6, seeing an old friend. I disagree. If I see an old friend, I run like, oh, crap. I don't want to talk to them. I haven't talked to them in years. I've ignored all of their Facebook messages.
By the way, Miles, have you responded to the guy?
Dude, for real, you got to call that guy back.
It's been like, what, 6 weeks? You are convinced that he wants to ask you to be in his wedding, not inviting you to be in his wedding. You believe that to be true. So have you reached out to this dude?
Okay, so Ted kind of will understand this. So now I had someone reach out to me. They're going on a cruise.
All right.
And they know I live here.
Oh, no.
Because they searched. But I haven't communicated with this person.
Is that why you're getting out of town?
They want to stay. Well, they want to hang out at my place before they get on this boat. Right? And I'm like... From what I remember of them 30 years ago, like, I would not put you in charge of my gerbil.
Gotcha.
I had one.
Do they poop on the sides of houses?
No, they don't leave your couch. So this is someone who I'm avoiding, but they're married, but they are traditionally like Ricker, the surfers of couches.
Gotcha.
So now I'm screwed.
Is this the same? So this isn't the dude person. From the wedding?
No.
All right.
I haven't done either. I feel like my back's on the wall.
Nah, you gotta get that, Miles. Gotta get on that, man.
I could fathom not letting them stay at your house. I'm like, the dude wants you to be in his wedding, or at least go, like, you gotta call
him. Hit him back, man. You gotta hit him back.
Dude, it's wedding number 3.
Oh.
Isn't there a law? I mean,
that's my rule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless I can show up naked.
Ted says I can't do it.
Number five, getting a good deal on something.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You bet.
Even something free, right? Like, I don't know, somebody gives you like a extra scoop of ice cream, like, don't sweat it.
Extra breakfast sandwich the other day. Extra taco today.
Two days in a row. Get it, man.
Yep.
Top everyday things that make us smile. Number 4, finding that extra money in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. I found $2 yesterday in my fanny pack.
Attaboy. And $2 makes you happier than it should. What are you going to do with that $2? I don't care, but I found two extra dollars.
It's mine.
Spend it on a stripper.
You're damn right. Here you go, baby. I got two for you.
I got two. I got to leave now. That was it. I made it sprinkle.
Thanks for your two. I'm out. Number 3, making someone else smile.
Sure.
I do enjoy doing that. I enjoy putting smiles on.
That's what I was saying. The conversation I had with the Uber driver today, he was so excited when I got out, and I was like, nice.
Yeah. Dean Ted Smith accomplished.
Bang, you said your rating went up.
It did. I mean, he must have 5-starred me. But I mean, it was really easy. Nice. He was an Arsenal fan, and then there's like, sometimes like Barcelona. And then, right, we started talking World
right
Cup.
Right in your wheelhouse, baby.
Oh, it was great.
Good work. Number 2, waking up to a nice sunny day. Man, yes. I slept harder than I have in a while last night, and I feel great today. It's awesome.
Good for you.
Other than the fact that I had a dream where I was, you know, like part of a Russian hitman assassin squad, and I really didn't want to do it, and then I was in too deep.
Waking up to a sunny day is awesome, but I won't lie. You give me a cloudy Sunday, I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, man. That light breeze rolling through there.
Yeah.
You put on Red Zone in the background. You know you're going back to sleep.
Also, that feeling of like, what day is it? Do I not have to work today?
I don't have to go in.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I should try to go back to sleep now, but I can't.
Yeah, man. The crock pot that I set up last night smells delicious.
Then you can't go back to sleep.
But this is without a doubt the number 1 everyday thing that makes us smile. And it's a filthy lie, spending time with your family.
Well, good for you if you have a nice family. Then,
man, it goes back to just that old comfort, that old hat, man. Just like the good old times, if they were good old times. I'm
in. Yeah, right.
I think it depends on which family member it is.
Yes.
That's a good point.
That is a very fair point. That is a damn fine point, Ted Smith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.